Thank you for joining us for this Efficiency in Group Practice podcast. And now your host and publisher, Scott Adams.
Hi there, this is Scott Adams, publisher of Efficiency in Group Practice. I am excited today to bring you a podcast with Christopher Badgley of the ADSO. Chris has extensive experience in government affairs and association management after a successful career in sales and sales management. Chris led the state government affairs for Pfizer, formerly Wyeth, before moving to that industry's trade association, the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America. First as the Vice President of State Government Affairs, then as the Senior Vice President of Government and Public Affairs, and as the Deputy Chief of Staff, managing pharmaceutical industry's campaign to support passage of the Affordable Care Act. After serving as Senior Vice President of Commercial Policy and State Government Affairs at CompTIA, formerly Technology Association of America, and working on member recruitment and retention, as well as the events programming and development, Chris returned to the pharmaceutical industry as Senior Director of Public Policy and Government Affairs. He is also on several of the Advocacy and Public Affairs Profession Executive Committees and Advisory Board. Chris, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks so much. Pleasure.
I'm going to jump right into some questions about the summit and kind of get us going, and you can add in whatever you want or ask me some questions back if you want, but I'll start out with, can you tell me a little bit about this year's summit? You know, basically give me an overview of the events, and are you doing anything different this year?
Yeah, great question. This year's summit is being held at the Gaylord Resort and Hotel in Washington, D.C. Really nice property, and gives everybody access to our nation's capital. I think what's important about the summit this year is we're doing a couple things. One is we used to have a Partnering for Growth meeting mid-year, generally like July, August timeframe. And what we've done is we've folded that type of content for our emerging members, where our emerging members can partner with some of our industry partners for helping to build out their business. And we have a specific Partnering for Growth track, in addition to some of the other tracks that we have on compliance, on marketing, on HR, et cetera, for some of our, I would submit, legacy members, our larger members. So we're really looking at dividing up some tracks this year. And although you can jump tracks, certainly for our emerging members, I think part of the draw is that they can go through any number of things within a Partnering for Growth track that'll help them scale and help them build their business if they're in that part of their evolution. Whereas, again, our larger members can have some of their marketing and some of their senior management come and go through some of the other tracks and network and see best practices with their peers in other like-size organizations. So I think that's one of the things that we're doing different this year that we haven't done in the past.
Yeah, we host a ton of meetings here within our organization, and one of the main things we get back on the surveys is the interaction with peers. So I think you guys doing the tracks that way where they can interact with other peers is just a home run for the folks attending. Couple of things to unpack from your answer there. One question for you. What are the dates of the meeting?
The 11th through the 13th of March. Hold on, I got to pull up the calendar. Sorry about that. Yeah, the 11th through the 13th of March. Arrival on the 11th. The main part of the program begins the morning of March the 12th, which is Thursday. And then the program concludes with Joe Theismann as our closing keynote speaker, in addition to some other content on Friday the 13th.
I know I'm hitting you with a couple things that we didn't necessarily plan on, but where can someone go in and see the full agenda?
The easiest thing to do is to go to our website, which is www.theadso.org. And as soon as you go to that website, navigate to the website, a page will pop up that will direct you to the registration and agenda microsite. So all you have to do is go to our main website and you'll be directed right away to the annual meeting site.
Perfect. I just want to get a couple of those things knocked out early in the podcast for the listeners. In that answer you just gave, you talked about the legacy members, and I know they come back every year. Can you talk a little bit about the value that the legacy that's there for the legacy members, and a little bit about, you know, what keeps them coming back on a regular basis?
Yeah, again, as I had mentioned previously, I think one of the things that keeps our legacy members coming back is that they have an opportunity. For example, if I'm in marketing for one of our regional or national members, to come and meet and network and discuss some of the pain points that they might have with their peers, with other folks from other companies of like size or even larger, in a marketing department, for example, or an HR department, compliance department. So again, I think that, as you had mentioned as well, that's probably the largest draw for those members, is that they have the ability where they might not in other venues throughout the year to come and network and to meet other peers in that vertical within your organization and discuss some of the things, again, best practices or pain points and how to get through them, that they might not in other venues or in other types of meetings throughout the year.
So, Chris, it's interesting when I look at this next question, because at Efficiency and Group Practice, you know, we write about all different sizes of DSOs, from really large ones to medium ones to smaller ones. And my question for you today is, can you tell me a little more about the membership's value for some of the larger members versus some of the emerging members? How does the membership differentiate, how does the membership different for organizations of different scales?
Yeah, I think if you look at it, we do have a wide variety of members, everything from a DSO that might have 3 to say 6 locations and they're just building and they're just scaling, to some of our larger members who now exceed over 1,000 affiliated and supported practices throughout the United States. So everybody from a local DSO to nationals, and in the case of one of our members who recently is now expanded into Europe, international, you know, members worldwide, it really presents a challenge for the organization to say, how do we address the needs for all those organizations? So how we've taken a look at it is, what are the needs for the locals or emerging versus, again, our legacy members or nationals or multinationals now? And we really have what I believe is a good balance of member benefits for all those organizations. So if you look at a major concern for our larger members, the nationals and multinationals, and even the regionals to an extent, is the government affairs piece that we do. So we do advocacy at the state level to ensure that the business environment remains one where our members can grow and thrive and operate in a way that they would like. Certainly we've had some major battles over the years in you know, a number of states throughout the United States, and we've been successful in beating back some initiatives that really would have put a crimp in how our members can operate in a given jurisdiction, a given state. A lot of times our emerging members are more concerned with, how do I grow? How do I scale? How do I make sure that I can, you know, address the issues that might prevent me from growing from a 6 office operation to a 10, to a 20, to a 25. And so again, one of the things that we do for those members is provide networking opportunities and educational opportunities where they can get the information that they need in order to help grow their business and to scale, while again, we're protecting the, you know, legislative and regulatory front for all our members, but that might not be their primary focus.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that. I'm in DC probably 2 to 4 times a year lobbying on the Hill with different associations around the Affordable Care Act stuff, different things like that on the dental side as well. And people don't realize what all you guys do up there to help your organizations and the DSOs across the country. It's amazing to see how the sausage is made in Washington, D.C. when you get to do that every now and then. I'm really looking forward to coming to D.C. this year and attending the meeting. Can you tell me a little bit about some of the sessions and the ones you're most excited about?
The one actually that I'm most excited about is our opening plenary session. Steve Thorne for Pacific Dental Services has really been one of our executive committee members who's been at the forefront of really stressing with us as an organization the need to continue and expand the focus on the oral systemic health. And so to that end, Steve will be introducing a member from AOSH, which is the American Academy of Oral Systemic Health, who'll be giving a presentation at the plenary session on how oral health really is the gateway and the beginning to systemic health. So everything from diabetes to hypertension to some of the other inflammatory processes in a body that create problems for patients long term, how these problems, many of them start in the mouth and periodontal disease, as well as some other issues in the bacteria that resided in the mouth. So I'm really excited about that subject because it goes to how can a dental practice supported and affiliated by our members, the DSOs, how can they improve overall patient health by improving oral health? And what's the interaction and cross referral, for example, with physical health? So how is a supported practice, how can they, if they see a patient, if they come in or when they come in and are in a chair waiting to be seen by the dentist and a blood pressure is taken, if that patient's blood pressure is up, do you have a relationship with a medical professional that can treat the patient's blood pressure and possibly some other, again, systemic medical health issues, and vice versa? If you have that relationship with a medical professional, can that medical professional, if they see an oral health issue, can they cross-refer the patient to your dental practice to treat the oral health issues that the patient might have? So that's really exciting because, again, everything does start in the mouth. And certainly we want to bring a lot of attention to that and how certainly practices can improve not just oral health, but systemic health for patients that they see.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, just shift gears here on you a little bit. Will there be a partner for Growth Summit later this year?
No. Again, I had mentioned earlier in this discussion, we've done away with our Partnering for Growth meeting. But we will and do have a Partnering for Growth track in the annual summit. So we've taken that content that our emerging members have found very useful and combined that into our annual summit. And again, although they can skip tracks, and if they have something that they want to really concentrate on, say in the human resources area, because they're having an issue with that, they can skip to that session. But they can also focus on a Partnering for Growth track and meet with some of our industry partners that might specialize in an area that's a pain point for them, whether it's compliance, whether it's legal, whether it's getting financing, that they can, you know, keep in that Partnering for Growth track and get the content that they're looking for by attending the annual summit and going through that track and getting that content.
Gotcha. I hear that you're going to be doing something special this year for the emerging DSO members.
Yes. This is only actually, we're previewing this for the listeners on a podcast. We are establishing what we're calling our ADSO Academy. And what the ADSO Academy is, it's an opportunity for members of whatever size to go to a location that is being sponsored by one of our executive committee members. Our executive committee members are generally the regional or national DSOs that have been in business for quite a while and have gone through a lot of the pain of scaling that some of our members are undergoing currently. And it gives them an opportunity to take a behind the curtains look at these larger DSOs and how they operate. The content is actually being put on by the sponsoring DSO, and we'll, you know, have more detail coming out of the summit. But we're going to do these once a quarter for the second, third, and fourth quarters. And again, it's an opportunity where the sponsoring DSO will have ADSO members, so you have to be an ADSO member, come to a location, and again, it's a behind-the-scenes look where senior members of the management team of the sponsoring DSO will open up to questions and comments for, you know, how do you do revenue cycle management? How do you do your selection for your C-suite team? Again, whatever the subject matter might be for the sponsoring DSO to go through for a 4 to 6 hour period during the day. And it's going to be open to all ADSO members. The only proviso is the number of seats that the sponsoring DSO, ADSO member has for participants. But we think this is going to be a real good way, especially again for the emerging members and for the members who are trying to scale their business, to really have an opportunity to sit and talk to the DSOs that have already been through a lot of what they're going through in order to really be able to scale their business in a way and at a rate that they might not have been able to if they haven't had had not had exposure to this type of session.
Yeah, those sound great. I mean, the value within what you just said, that those seem like they'll bring are immense for, I would think, any DSO, but especially an emerging DSO for sure. Last question for you, and you kind of touched on this already, but do you see any trending topics that will be highlighted during the summit?
Yeah, there's a couple. We're actually having Marco, and always, Marco, if you're listening, I'm sorry, I always butcher your last name, Vujicic, excuse me, from the ADA's Health Policy Institute. Marco has just come out, and the Health Policy Institute published their second annual dental industry trends. So for the breakfast Thursday, which actually leads into the meeting, Marco is going to be talking about the report and industry trends, everything from how they see the payments coming and how insurance is trending to the continuing growth of DSOs within the dental practice area. So Marco will be giving a lot of the macro trends. And again, the opening session is going to be on oral systemic health and possibly how to monetize that and what it means to your affiliated and supported practices and how that can help grow your business by focusing on oral systemic health and improving patient outcomes. So those are, again, probably the two largest trends or trend informational pieces that we'll have at the annual summit.
Well, I know you guys are excited about the summit coming up, man. I know how much work goes into hosting a big group of folks coming in and putting these things together and getting speakers. So good luck with the meeting coming up. And I look forward to seeing you and anything we can do from our side to help you promote it. Love to help you there. But thank you for being on the podcast with me today.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
All right, Chris. Thanks, bud.
Have a good one.
Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. Hopefully you got something out of it and you'll be able to attend the summit in March, which will be held in Washington, D.C. on March 11th through the 13th. To find out more information, you can go to dentalgrouppractice.com, which is our website for the Efficiency and Group Practice magazine. There you can find out more about the summit. You can also subscribe to Efficiency and Group Practice if you're interested in that magazine. It is a free subscription, and we look forward to seeing you at the summit. Thank you.